Hello, champion Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com, fired up for you. Hey, today is a phenomenal day. Number one, you, if you're listening to this, woke up on the right side of the ground. Congratulations, man. That is so awesome that you did that, that you're not laying 6 feet below the ground with your elbows touching a pine box. But maybe because all your negative friends at the water cooler got to you, you're just not that thankful for it. Be thankful. Be grateful that you're actually able to get up and about. You've got your health, man. You got so much going for you. Don't focus on what's not going right. Right? So here you are listening to the Everyday Saturday Show, the show downloaded by thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of champions all around the world in over 150 countries. Today, we are going to touch on a topic. I threw it out there on Facebook today this morning. Had a lot of people respond. I said, hey, you picked a topic today. I'll give you proper credit for picking it. And this one, congratulations to Sumaza on Facebook. Congratulations, you picked the topic of procrastination. Yeah, I've got a lot of thoughts on procrastination. Sue, thank you for sharing, because I think that is a very appropriate topic for today. I got a pretty unique perspective on it, though. I mean, those of you that know me, you know I wasn't the valedictorian of my senior class, and I certainly don't have a lot of academia behind me, but I certainly have a lot of practical experience, a lot of work experience, and I can tell you that there's a lot of dreams stuck inside of a lot of people. And you may have heard, if you've listened to any of my material before, the analogy of you drive by a cemetery and there is a symphony playing. Why is there a symphony playing, Sam, in the cemetery? What are you talking about? Where are you going with this? Well, because the people died with the music still in them. Someday, man. Oh, yeah. Someday I'm going to do it. God, if I could just, I wish I could just give you a pill that you could take and you would feel so empowered to go after whatever it is you want to do. Because you're going to look back and you're going to think, I can't believe I didn't do that. I mean, youth is wasted on the young, right? That's what we always say. I mean, I'm 40 years old right now. I'm going to be 41. I can't believe I'm going to be 41 years old. I feel like I'm 21. I probably don't look like I'm 21 anymore, but boy, do I feel it, man. I got a lot of energy. Do you feel your age? That may be a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I appreciate the wisdom I have now that I'm in my 40s, but I certainly don't want to not be able to use what's in my mind anymore. I'll take a shot. I'll fail. Absolutely, I'll fail, man. If you're not failing, you are not growing. What's the matter with you sitting around waiting for the timing just to be right, just to be perfect? So procrastination mainly happens, at least it's been my experience, and again, I'm not somebody that's going to pontificate about a bunch of crap I don't know anything about. I know when I used to be a huge procrastinator, I still get caught every now and again. Just to be honest, man, just keeping it real, when I do procrastinate, it's usually something I just don't want to do. I view it as being difficult. I'll do all the fun stuff, man. I'll record podcasts, shoot videos, go on TV shows, or go speak anywhere in a New York minute. But when it comes to doing something a little more difficult, you know, I choose not to do it that particular day. So how do you make that fun? Well, I'll tell you what, look at the outcome. Look at the end result. Work backwards from there. I realize, had I built every day is Saturday from just, you know, I don't want to have to do a blog, and I don't want to have to learn how to do a podcast, and I don't want to have to, you know, court event planners and make sure that my name's out there. Look, you got to do that stuff, man. There's a lot of fun in the pain. If you ever look back, think about this. When you were broke in college, or you were first out on your own with your first job in college, you were making about 20 grand a year, you're making $6 an hour, whatever that was, and you thought at that particular moment, man, this is the worst time of my life. Does it ever get any better? And then you fast forward 10 years, you look back and you think, man, those were the greatest times of my life. It was just so simple. All I had to worry about was getting my rent paid, putting some food on the table, ramen noodles and some water, and wasn't that bad. Every time you look back 10 years before, you think, boy, it really wasn't that bad of a period of time. Think about what you're going through right now. Why are you procrastinating? Why are you putting off till tomorrow something that you can do right now? You can do it today because it's difficult. It's going to take time. You know, when you look back 10 years from now, you're going to look back and say, man, those were the good old days when things weren't as complicated, because it's a high-class problem. You're going to grow your business. If you're listening to this podcast, you're either an employee, an executive, an entrepreneur, somebody who wants to grow your business, define what your Saturday is. Let's say you're retired. Let's say you don't work in the workforce ever anymore. You've got more money than you know what to do with. You just want to know what to do now. Hey, that's a big problem. You know, you don't want to procrastinate any longer. There's somebody that could use your blessing right now, your incredible amount of time. Don't dilly-dally around. Don't wait for the timing to be perfect. And you may be thinking, Sam, look, dude, I got the money. I mean, God, it was just about having time. That'd be no big deal at all. You would be surprised. You'd be surprised. I speak to people a lot who have a ton of time. They just don't know where to dedicate it. They're torn. They don't want to commit. They're afraid of success. There is a real fear of success. People don't want to commit all this time. What if I'm not successful? What if I'm not good at what I'm going to do? And there it is. Is it really procrastination or is it fear? That's why I think fear and procrastination walk side by side, hand in hand. You got to get over that, though, and think about the moment in time you're at right now. You're going to look back as you look back 5, 10 years from now and think, man, you know, those were pretty simple times. I've got so many bigger problems in my life right now. For me, example, I've got 3 daughters right now, ages 7, 4, and 3. 10 years from now, they're going to be 17, 14, and 13. Okay? Let me tell you that again. 17, 14, and 13-year-old girls. Okay? Try not to laugh. That's my penance for who I was earlier in life. Okay? So, do you think my problems are going to be greater when I've got a little more drama, so to speak, in my life? Or do you think they're pretty easy right now when we just got to make sure that we get them to bed on time, do their homework with them, they don't really have any negative influences in their life, nothing too great that we can't handle right now? So think about that from that perspective. I'm giving you my perspective. I think although I'm growing a business, and as you grow a business, your problems grow, absolutely, but you bring in people around you that can handle that. Hey, if there's certain things in your business, let me give you a $1 million suggestion. This helped me out a ton when it came to procrastinating and doing things I didn't want to do. I brought in a virtual assistant. Somebody not local, just anybody online. Google virtual assistant. You'll find 1 billion of them out there, some more qualified than others. But for pennies on the dollar, you can have somebody tackle all this stuff. Send them your spreadsheets. Have them sort that stuff out. Have them contact you. I don't contact event planners anymore on my own. I'm not sending emails to people to speak. That gets done 24 hours a day on my behalf. If I get booked on a TV show or a news channel to speak, that's not something I did. That's something my publicist or a virtual agent did for me. And it's not as expensive as you think. Look at the economy we're in right now. Do you not think people who are very, very, very qualified are going to want to work for probably half of what they used to work for? And you're not taking advantage of them. You're helping them. You're giving them some work. So if you feel as though you've got things on your plate that you just don't want to tackle yourself, bring in somebody who absolutely loves to do that. Don't worry about spending $50 because it ain't going to get done at all if you just sit around and wait for you to do it. Spend the $50, spend $100. Hey, if it's really worth it to you, if you got to create an ebook or have somebody ghostwrite a book for you or write some articles, I mean, you can have 100 articles written for $1,000. You can have 10 articles written for $100. These are great articles at $10 a pop. Get them indexed in search engines. I mean, there's a lot of great things. I'm getting way out there now. I mean, I'm getting into some one-on-one coaching, but what I'm saying is procrastination, in my opinion, is simply nothing more than you putting off something that just doesn't sound sexy. It's not as fun as what you would normally want to do and go tackle it. So you got 2 choices. And these are equally as good choices. No one is better than the other. In my opinion, okay, all you people that got a different opinion, that's awesome. I appreciate that. But this is my show, so I get to say my opinion. 2 choices. Do it yourself. Learn to get better at it. Learn to love it. So when the next time approaches, you don't have to sit around and say, I don't like to do that. This is very difficult. Or, number 2, farm it out. You know, have someone else do it. Go put it out there. Go to Elance.com. Go Google a virtual assistant. You can have 1,000 people that would be lining up to do your dirty work for you, and you never got to learn how to do it. And trust me when I tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with that either. So, procrastination. We're 9 minutes into the show. Do you feel better now than you did 9 minutes ago? I hope you do, because I'm excited. I love the topic of procrastination. All it is, it's a mindset. People got 2 choices. Do it yourself and be good at it and learn to love it, or farm it out. And either choice ain't a bad one, okay? No more procrastination. It's the worst nation in the world to live in, okay? I believe in your dream. You're a champion. Hey, if you haven't been to YouTube, I just recorded a video today saying, get yourself the Cincinnati Priceline style. You name the price. I'm not going to give it all away. You go to YouTube and watch the video. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe that you are fired up. God bless you. Fired.